Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1072, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we started going through last shiur from the Sefer from Eretz Yisrael, Hilchos Brachos, Sefer Hilchos Brachos. Okay, and he just, again, it's Chazara, but going through various different examples of how we could apply the best way to learn Halacha. Once we learn the Yesodos, right, we have to apply everything. I remember listening many years to Rav Zev Smith, Shlita Hashirim, how he would always, and which is how it's supposed to be done. I mean, not my Haskama, but that's how Halacha is brought. You learn the Halacha, go through the, set up the categories, right? You set up the slots, the categories, what the Halacha really is. And then I remember he used to say, now let's go through the cases, right? You go through every case and you just apply it to the, categories and the Halacha per se. Once you know the halacha, you just apply the cases. I mean, obviously it's easier said than done, but that's why we go through the various different cases and see as many examples as possible. Number one, these examples come up. Number two, if we see the examples, it makes it much, much easier to actually apply the halacha. Okay, so we're working on when it's the same bracha, when something is the same bracha. Let's say I have rugelach, I have cookies, right? Same bracha mazonas. I have two fruits, I have an apple, I have an orange, right? So they're both same bracha, eights. So it doesn't make a difference of the food, but it's two different foods of the same bracha. I could have almonds and cashews. I spoke about last year. I myself have sometimes. So how do I work with that? They're both the same eights. What do I make the bracha on, right? I'm going to be eating the cashews and almonds at the same time, right? I'm not getting into the checking. Good. I checked the cashews or whatever. Everything is good, clean. Now I'm ready to eat. What do I do? Which one do I make? Should I make the bracha on the almond? Should I make the bracha on the cashew, right? I have rugelach and cookies. Should I make the bracha on the rugelach or on the cookies, right? I have a cake and a donut, whatever. So the shilas go on and on and on. Now, but the question is the same bracha. So you say, well, so whatever, I'll make on whatever it is. It is. No, that we have halachas and kedima and brachas. We spoke about this last time, if I remember correctly, from the Prima Godim, that you can't just, it's not a pick and choose type of a thing. Halacha lemaisa, this is what we have to do. So we have to see what it is. Okay, so the bottom line is, we spoke about last time, you have shin, zayin, shin, ches, nun, gimel. That's the guidelines. You have Shivas Aminim will come first. Look at if anything over there is from the Shivas Aminim, right? The fruits. We spoke about Chitim Sa'ira. Nothing from the Shivas Aminim. Then look at which fruit is complete. Sholem is next. Which fruit is complete? If one of the fruits is not fully complete, take the one that's complete, right? Because there's no Shivas Aminim. Good. They're both complete. Then you take the one that's desirable. They're both complete. No Shivas Aminim. So take the one which you like better. Again, this is in order because the desirable one would not come before complete. You have to take the complete fruit even though you desire the other one. That's the point over there, which we'll see in the examples. They're both complete. Take the desirable. I like them both the same. They're both complete, not Shivas Aminim, then take the fresher fruit. Noki, take the fresher fruit. He brings the word tray. We said fresh. Then good. They're both nothing Shivas Aminim. They're both complete. I'd like them the same, right? Apple, orange, whatever. They're not Shivas Aminim. They're both complete. I like them the same. They're both fresh. I buy only fresh fruits. Take the bigger fruit. Take the bigger one. And the same thing would apply with rugelach and cookies and everything else. Okay, so now we'll try and apply. And again, he says it's a Zion, Shin, Ches, Nun, Gimel. Those are the letters Shivas Aminim. Zayin for Shivas Aminim, Shin for Shalim, Ches for Chaviv, Nun for Naki, and Gimel for Gadol. That's a way of remembering it, the best of one's ability. Okay, so we want to try and, if there's a way to remember it a little bit easier, we want to try and do that. It makes life a little bit easier as we're eating throughout the day. Okay, so now just to go through some various beautiful examples he brings down. Okay, so let's start with that case that I mentioned a couple of times, cashews, almonds. I sit down, I want to eat my cashews and my almonds. Fine. And then I checked, whatever. I made sure, cashews should be checked. You don't have to go through the whole thing. You check a few of them, make sure that bunch is clean, open them up, whatever the case might be, or you make sure that they're clean, open up a few of them. Almonds, not so much, but okay, but be it as it may, now I'm ready to eat my cashews, I'm ready to eat my almonds, right? So now the question is, so he says like this on page Resh Mem, im ein lefan of min shiva, right? So they're not min shiva, there's no shiva saminim, cashews and almonds are not min shiva. They're both bari priho eights, but they're not min shiva. Now, I just want to make it clear, if a person's eating peanuts, by the way, even though peanuts, regular roasted peanuts or whatever it is, they have these bigger peanuts, edible peanuts, so then that bracha would be Ho adama. So we have to keep in mind that is different, even though peanuts are nuts also, but when you buy a regular bag of edible peanuts, why is it edible? Because some peanuts are used for different things. But the regular peanuts, you open, so that would be a ho'adama and not ho'eitz. But when we're dealing with cashews and almonds, that is ho'eitz, and peanuts would be ho'adama. So just to keeping that in mind as we're talking about the nuts. Okay, so he says like this, so there's no min shiva, yesh levarech al amin hashalem, right? There's no min shiva, we look at the next step. Is it what's complete? Do you have a complete nut in front of you, right? That's, is the cashew complete or is the almond complete, right? Which one is complete? So then you're going to look at yesh levarech al amin hashalem. Afsha sheni chaviv, even though like, let's say for example, I like for example cashews better. I think many people like cashews better than almonds, so but I like the cashews better, but the almond is complete, right? My almond that I'm going to eat is complete. The cashew is broken, let's say, because I was looking, checking it inside. I just give an example, right? So he says, Almin Hashalim, even though I like better the cashew, but I open that to look inside. Again, this is after the case. So how to work it before is a little bit different, but this is after the case. So now you take the almond, right, and make the ha'etz on the almond because of the fact that that is shalem. Afshar sheni chaviv, even though the cashew is more desirable to you, that's what he says. Chatzi, he says, so you have a half of a cashew opposite in front of you, right? Opposite a complete almond. So he says, even though you have a bigger desire for the cashew, right? The cashew, he says, chaviv alav yaiser yesh levarich al. He says, you make the bracha on the almond, on the complete almond. Now, if the almonds are also broken, so then you would make the bracha on the cashew because the cashew is more desirable, right? So that's the case. For liftar is kol, peiros or eitz. And then you're going to be part of the peiros in front of you, or in this case, the cashew also. So again, we're looking at, in our case, cashews, almonds. We're looking at shivas aminim, no shivas aminim because obviously cashews, almonds. Then you want to look at which one is complete. Good, the almond's complete. So take the almond. What do you mean? But I like cashews better. But complete shalem comes before chaviv. You'll tell me now they're both complete. The cashew's complete and the almond's complete. Oh, but I like cashews better. So now I would make the bracha on the cashew. So that's, I'm just trying to show an example how he brings it down over here on page Reishman. Beautiful, beautiful how we could apply this case to a simple case of cashews and almonds. You have already shivas aminim, no shalem, look at which is shalem, they're both complete. Now you're going to take chaviv, cashews where you like better, so you make the bracha on the cashew. If you like almonds better, so you make the bracha on the almond, because they're both complete. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha, bracha, kol tov.